Hello, and welcome to the Ordinary People's Theatre Show. I'm your host, Emma Sheehan. Sit back, relax, and enjoy our comedy mixtapes, mini-soaps, and short stories. Super smart tales with a dark twist. With the odd classic tale thrown in for good measure. We upload here, fortnightly on Mondays, and for more information about us, go to ordinarypeoplestheatre.co.uk. Enjoy the show. Top of the Morning, Part 3. Top of the morning!
Yes, a very warm welcome to all our lovely viewers, whatever you're doing this morning. Getting the kids ready for school, buttering your toast, ironing your shirt, or getting on the road for the morning commute. Do it with us, here on the Top of the Morning sofa. I'm your host, Judith Palmer-Parker.
And I'm your host, Susan Lemon.
Isn't it lovely here to have Susan as a co-host bringing up the rear on her teeny tiny temporary stay here with us?
Oh, thanks, Jude. I'm having the time of my life as co-anchor of this show. I feel straight away it really is where I belong. Thanks for taking me to your heart, viewers. The outpouring of love and excitement I've received from you all is amazing. Yes, it's another day here on the Top of the Morning sofa. Another day, and it seems yet another hairdo from our Jude. Oops, sorry, Judith.
Sorry for what, Susan? Not going to start babbling on already, are you? Thanks for noticing my bold new look.
No, I just realised I called you Jude and not Judith. I know you got very frosty about it, so I apologise.
Well, thank you, Susan. Apology accepted, but I'm sure I wasn't frosty. Can you imagine such a thing on the Top of the Morning sofa, viewers? Frosty indeed. How silly of you to say that. That's totally false.
Sorry, I'm getting muddled here. It's only my second day. I'm still a bag of nerves. My co-anchor here has had donkey's years, sitting on the sofa day in, day out. I'm the newbie here, so I hope everyone is going to have my back and root for me on my first week.
OK, well, moving on. It is so fab having Susie here as my co-host, you know. I am so pleased to pass on all my depth of knowledge. It really is an honour to be able to pass on all my wisdom.
Wisdom? Sitting on a sofa, viewers? Our Judith makes it look so easy. But it really is, you know. It's just having a lovely sit with tea and bickies and chatting to all our lovely friends. You're right. I take that back about you being frosty. You were just a bit stiff, that's all I meant to say.
Thanks, Susie. As I say, let's move on. We have a packed show for you as always. We'll be doing a bit of cooking, seeing what's happening down on the farm, and so much more.
That's right, Judith. Let's start with this lovely little film sent in from Doug in Margate. He's found an ingenious way to assemble flat pack furniture with just mouldy bread and chewing gum.
Don't move. Do not move when the camera is off us. This is live TV. Yesterday nearly finished me off.
I know it's live TV, Jude. Keep up. Don't start getting in a total flap like yesterday. No wonder you've got those bags under your eyes. You were running round like a headless chicken, weren't you?
Also, stop lying to the viewers about being co-anchor. You are a temporary bit part. I will be surprised if you last a week. I'm preparing myself for the Ofcom deluge already. I take back accepting your apology for calling me Jude, as that too was obviously a lie. Thank you, Doug. You were right, Susie. What a clever idea. Although I usually leave out my bread for the lovely birds. What about you, viewers? Let us know. Are you big wildlife fans?
Oh, I say. Sorry about that, Doug. Judith took the wind right out of your sails there, didn't she? Are you trying to suggest that Doug is stealing the food from the beaks of baby birds, Jude?
What? What a stupid thing to say, Susie. Of course
I
not.
Just I just think I just think it might have struck an odd note with the viewers, the way you suddenly stole Doug's thunder and made it all about you feeding the birds and implied Doug was an anti-wildlife bird hater.
I clearly didn't say anything of the kind, Susan. Now, you aren't going to go off on another out-of-place tangent like yesterday, are you? We'll have the viewers texting in about you being a nightmare.
Brilliant idea. Let's hear from your viewers. The number's on the bottom of the screen. Let me know. Have you experienced someone making it all about themselves when you do something wonderful?
Thank you, Susan. Now it's over to our Damien for the first look at the weather. No, 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 you don't. Sit down. Come back here and sit down.
I was going to say, keep your wig on, Jude. It's a little joke. But I see it probably isn't. Now what the hell have you done to your hair? Is that actually your hair? I was just catching up with Mark and Martin. I can't believe they overslept, can you? Seems like they carried on the karaoke after I left at 3 a.m.
3 a.m? What was happening at 3 a.m? I thought you all went for a brunch. How long was this brunch, for crying out loud?
You know how these things go. We just all clicked like lifelong friends and I ended up back at their place for dinner and a movie and a bit of a sing-song. Seems like they carried on the party after me and Ian left.
Ian? Who's Ian? Thank you, Damien. You always give me a little lift, come rain or shine. He's amazing, isn't he, viewers? So handsome, too.
Oh, dear. How funny.
Do share the joke, Susie.
Oh, it's just that I said exactly those words to our Damon yesterday. I hope the viewers don't think we're using second-hand clips and you're recycling all my lines, Judith.
I just thought, well, it was such a lovely thing to say. I wanted to reiterate it for Damien.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yes, thank you for that little tribute to me there. And it will help you get back into Damien's good books, won't it? After you slated his mum, Brenda, on live TV yesterday.
I clearly did not. You see what we have here, don't you, viewers? I warned you, didn't I? She is comedy gold, she really is. What a card our new girl Susie is.
Thanks, Judith. That really means a lot to me. I am classically trained, as you'll probably remember. I was voted Best Actress on a soap in 2010. Just notice what you did there, calling out Damien. Oh, he's off again, viewers. Blow me kisses. Lots of love to Mum Damien. Tell her I'm ringing her tonight. Do let me know what you thought of Judith here calling Damien handsome. Is our weatherman being objectified in the workplace? Keep your emails coming in.
Yes, do keep your emails coming in. Let us know your stories of clever DIY, feeding the birds and your plans. Now we are getting a bit of sunshine.
Now, I wonder if the viewers are as dizzy as me over yet another hair change for Judith. So, yesterday you were brave and modern with the Titian red shabby bob, and today, apparently, you're bold.
The viewers know I am a bit of a chameleon with my looks. I know everyone loved my Titian red shaggy bob, but I just let my stylist do whatever he fancied, and he gave me this amazing platinum pixie do.
A what?
A platinum pixie cut. It's pretty cutting edge, isn't it?
It's pretty something. So, you got rid of the ginger crop for a what is it, a yellow goblin?
Platinum pixie.
Platinum pixie, yellow goblin, whatever. And a bona fide hairstylist, did he? Is that right? Wasn't a DIY box job from Boots?
No, a top-of-the-range stylist. Fabrizio's on the green, but don't go phoning him. He has a waiting list of A-listers, and I don't think he does soap stars.
But I'm on the sofa with you now, Jude, as well as being a soap queen. Now, it's over to Hannah Hamstrings to put us through our paces with our daily workout. Let's get that heart rate going.
I don't know if I can take my heart rate going any faster, can you, viewers? What with the roller coaster of a ride Susan is giving us with all her gobbledygook? I'm feeling queasy enough as it is. I'm not rising to it, Lavon. Do what you like, but don't take me on as an enemy.
A what? An enemy? What are you going on about, Jude? Everyone thinks I'm great. I'm not the enemy here. I'm just the new kid trying to find her feet and get on well with everyone.
Oh, yes, and who is Ian?
Who's Ian? Is that a serious question? I have no idea how you are in charge of a live daytime show. Are you asking me for real who Ian is? The commissioning editor of Fab TV, Ian Sheddington.
Ian Sheddington? What on earth do you think you are doing talking to Ian Sheddington? How dare you approach him?
I didn't. He gate-crashed the brunch when he saw the viewing figures were sky-high. Dear Ian, or Sheddy as I call him, what a lovely guy, runs this ship. Well, he owns this ship, and yet so down to earth, so helpful. Thank you, Hannah. Viewers, you should have seen our Judith in that last segment, flailing her arms about like someone possessed. That's why her cheeks are so flaming red. I feel so invigorated. Have you got any emails for us, Judith?
As a matter of fact, I do, Susan. Here's one from Adrian in Slough. Adrian writes, "Is it just me or is everyone going a bit crazy? I know she's new, but can someone please rein in that nut job soapful Susan Lavon? She's bad enough in Marlene's salon, but really is dumbing down the top of the morning sofa."
Thank you, Adrian. That's so lovely of you to think of me. You're right, everyone here, especially my co-anchor, has been acting a bit gaga since I arrived. It seems you've noticed me bringing in the light touch. I had heard it was a bit heavy going and Judith rubbed everyone up the wrong way, but between you and me, viewers, I don't believe a word of it. But well done, Adrian. How observant you are.
Yes, thanks, Adrian. He is observant. You are right, Susie. Do you agree with him about you being bad enough in Marlene's salon? How do you rate your performance?
Well, as I said, Best Actress in a Soap 2010. The show was voted Best Soap in 2006 too, but yes, it's been a while back and things have slipped with the soap in recent years.
Well, thanks for the ancient history lesson, Susan. Maybe that's why so many have forgotten your face and name. Perhaps things will improve on set now your character has been axed. Mm.
As I said twice yesterday, my character has not been axed. Keep up, Modelhead. She is currently resting.
And you are here on top of the morning sofa instead.
Hmm. You're right again, Judith. Although, funnily enough, you are making it sound like a downgrade to be on top of the morning. Which is it? Am I being downgraded by doing the same job as you? Or is it an upgrade because my talent's being recognised?
Well, it's a step up for you to be here, Susie, of course. Now, something smells wonderful. Over now to the kitchen. What are you rustling up for us today, Gordon? Don't do that again. Don't try and trick me with stupid questions when we are live.
Okay, have it your way. I'll dumb down the questions I pose to you, as you're obviously tying yourself in knots. Also, less of the dead air, lady. This is live TV, you know. What on earth are Mark and Martin going to say about that? Shame on you. Also, I want that Adrian guy's details. I'm guessing he's a friend of yours that you've put up to it trying to make me look bad, or he's a troll. Either way, he needs dealing with, if he even exists.
So, what did you discuss yesterday then with Mark, Martin and Ian? What are you up to?
As I said, what a lovely guy. Ian's a lot like me. He's a maverick too. Very left field, very much an ideas man, so we click straight away as you can imagine. Dear Sheddy, I mentioned your idea, of course.
My idea? What idea? Oh yes, good. What idea?
Oh, I know it's all new to you having ideas, Jude, but don't put yourself down. The idea about me and Alexander Armstrong and... Thank you, Gordon! Sorry, viewers. I just can't stop eating that banana bread. You have surpassed yourself there. What? Oh, no, not again. You can't see, viewers. He's waving another little plastic box at me. What is it? A cheeky couple of cupcakes for my afternoon tea. Bless you, Gordy. What? Sorry, what? Oh, do you want me to do it? You sure you don't mind little old me breaking the news on live TV, even though it's all about you? Viewers, I am in shock. I am in total shock about how marvellous the team here is on the top of the morning. They really are.
Are you going to let the viewers in on what you are rabbiting on about, Suze? Or shall we sit here like fools while you have a chinwag with our Gordon?
Viewers, our boy Wonder in the kitchen has given me permission to spill the beans on some upcoming news. Exclusive! You heard it here first. Our Gordon messaged me last night with a proposal that has been given the green light by our wonderful producer here. Starting next Friday, Gordon has his own show! Don't worry, it's right here on Fab TV. Every week he gets a select group of friends round for a chat, cooks up a storm, provides a lovely meal as the group shoot the breeze. It's going to be amazing, and I'm so proud to say that I am one of the first guests.
Oh, congratulations, Susie. That's great. You have managed to get your feet under the table, haven't you? That was quick work.
Yes, he snapped me up. So that would be me and a group of celebs all round to Gordon's. It's Friday at 8 p.m.
Celebs? I thought you said friends. It's not another one of those fake reality shows, is it? Where all the guests pretend to love each other but never want to see each other again.
Well, no, it's at Gordon's house, so it's not fake. Are you calling Gordon fake? How funny. Fancy being suspicious of our boy's motives. And now it's over to our wildlife expert, Jeremy, who's up a tree in Wellingborough.
How dare you announce that show? Mark and Martin can't have stuff going out willy-nilly. The schedules are highly controlled.
It's a done deal, Jude. It's not going to be more sour grapes for you, is it, because you're not invited?
I hardly think so. I have known Gordon for years, so he's bound to invite me. Just please stop all this showing off and making the show all about yourself.
Me? You're the one who burst Doug's DIY bubble on national TV with wittering on about feeding the birds. I was waiting for you to break into that Mary Poppins song. Seemed a tad unprofessional to me.
You know nothing, Lavon, and you will be put out on your ear, so I am just going to relax about the whole thing. So what on earth have you been saying to Ian Sheddington about Alexandra Armstrong?
Best way, Jude. You are rather red in the face today. It's not your blood pressure, is it? That can be tricky for a woman of your years. Why don't you request some time off? A little sabbatical. I'll hold the fort.
Sorry, Suze, not rising to this. Answer the question.
Oh, about Alexandra Armstrong? Well, yes, it was just as you heard. There is a rumour about him looking for a comfy sofa slot. So I mentioned that we'd make a great pairing and...
With me? He'd make a great pairing with me, you giant idiot. And thank you, Jeremy. Try not to get pecked to death up that tree. Have you got any emails coming in, Susie?
I have. But just to check something with you first. I've noticed today that you've been calling me Susie or Suze. Did you realise that?
Yes, I thought it was cute. I thought you'd really like it, Susie. Susan seems so, well, it's just a stuffy name, isn't it? So I shortened it. I hope you don't mind.
We do have a good old chuckle here on the sofa, viewers. And you know what I thought of at first? I thought that our Judith here was calling me Susie and Suze to get revenge on me for calling her Jude when I got nervous on my first day and made a little mistake.
What rubbish, Susan. It was all done in affection.
Are you feeling affectionate towards me then, Judith?
Well, of course I...
Come now, Judith. None of your famous dead air. Our producer will go ballistic. What do all you Susans out there think of Judith calling you stuffy? Let me know. Have you been given a cruel, demeaning nickname in the workplace? Keep emails coming in.
Stop wittering over me then, Susie. I've never had any dead air until you arrived. We are all completely in love with her in the studio, aren't we?
Oh, thanks, team. It means so much to this nervous new girl. And just for that, I will let you into a little secret. I love the name Susie and Suze. It's what all my family call me. So thank you, Judith, for going the extra mile.
Oh, okay. You're welcome, Suze. Everyone knows what a happy ship the Top of the Morning gang is, so we were all flinging our arms open for your little stay before you shortly go back to Marlene's salon.
Hmm. Where's that email I was about to read out before Judith declared her undying love for me? It's from Vladimir in King's Lynn. Oh, it's about poor Doug earlier. As you remember, viewers, he was showing us how clever he was. Vladimir writes, I was truly shocked after that piece about the guy putting together the flat pack sideboard with bread and chewing gum and getting only sarcasm from the sofa. I thought it was brilliant, and I would love to see that Judith one putting together some flat pack before she opens her big gob and starts slating the guy for starving wildlife instead of praising him. I'm right there with you, Vlad. She's really put her size nines in it again, hasn't she, viewers? Hang on! I've had the most amazing idea. To make up for making a complete dog's breakfast on live TV, our Jude could do something for charity.
Hold on, Susan. Thank me later.
Maybe you could sit in a bath of baked beans or something. Or we could get you up a tree with our Jeremy tomorrow instead. Yes, we could make it a bird charity. The RSPB, seeing as you're out feeding the birds every day. You could sing that. Feed the birds, top once a day. Song from Mary Poppins. From the treetops too, Jude. Hopefully you won't get any farmers shooting you down. And our lovely viewers could sponsor you.
The comedy never stops with this one, does it? You know me, viewers. I'm out all the hours. I'm not on the sofa with you, working for charity. It's over to our Jill now. With the stars, what do you see in the sky for our newbie Suze then, Jill? What is your star sign, Susan?
I'm Pisces.
Pisces, oh, something smells fishy.
And you'll be smelling like baked beans after your 24 hours in a bath for charity.
Nope, you can't get me. I'm not rising. I'm not getting in a bath of beans either, so drop it, lady, or I shall put in a complaint about you.
Ooh, who to? My new best friends, Mark, Martin and Ian. If you'll be quiet for 5 seconds, I'll tell you what Ian proposed. He'll be asking Alexander Armstrong to put us on a team on the next Celebrity Point List. He was at school with him, so he can swing it. And it will be up to him to see who he gels with. So thank me later, and we'll let him decide. So you better start breaking out the Wikipedia to make sure you don't make a fool of yourself on more than one programme.
Yes, brilliant. That will wipe the smirk off your face when he chooses me.
If you say so. But please do think of the viewers. Don't shave off your hair or dye your eyebrows green or anything. Don't go doing anything modern or brave with your stupid hair. The pointless audience are not ready for modern or brave. Thank you, Jill! She really does get the old spine tingling, doesn't she, viewers? Glad to hear you've got an appointment at Kensington Palace too, Jill. No, don't thank me yet. Let's just all keep our fingers crossed, yeah? Don't bump into Prince Andrew.
Amazing what our Jill said about Pisces too, eh, Suze?
Remind our viewers, would you?
I think she said Uranus was rising.
Did she really? I think that's a great sign in the heavenly bodies, isn't it? Perhaps I'll be getting some good news. Maybe a new job offer?
Or it could be one of those portents. Perhaps it means stay under the radar and don't go making any new enemies.
No, I don't think our Jill mentioned any such thing, did she? Keep up, Judy. Astrology is a science, you know. Hope you're not just making up some claptrap and passing yourself off as the same calibre as our Jill. Oh, you didn't see that, viewers. Sorry, our Jill has stormed off the set there, viewers. Oh.
Of course she didn't, viewers. I think she is just keen to get home and gaze into a telescope or something.
You could be right, Judy. You don't mind Judy, do you? Or do you want me to call you Jude?
Call me Judith. Seeing as it's my name. You can read, can you?
Yes. I read a script in the Best Soap 2006. That's what got me voted Best Actress in a Soap 2010. I also read one on set with Jude Law and Hugh Grant. But thanks for asking. It's just as you're calling me Susie, I think a nickname for you would be great.
No thanks. Just my name, please.
Juju?
Nope.
Judy Palpar?
Nope.
Juju Peepee?
Just Judith Palmer Parker. What do you think, viewers? Let me know. Have you been bullied and given a nasty nickname by colleagues? Keep your emails coming in.
And she's off again. I think I already asked that about 10 minutes ago. Keep up, Judith, and stop recycling my lines. Maybe all that hair dyeing is making her a bit cray-cray. Maybe give up the salon visits at Fanny Behind the Gasworks or whatever your barber was called.
It's Fabrizio on the green, and he's not a barber. She's just so madcap, isn't she, viewers? Now let's catch up with our Leon down on the farm.
Chill out, Jude. I'm obviously joking. You're coming across a bit po-faced. Just relax. I told you, I'm going to speak to Mark and Martin about the both of us.
Leave my name out of any conversation with anyone from now on. Put that phone away. Are you crazy? Leon is wrapping up this section and you are lolling about texting. What will Ian Sheddington think? Although, come to think of it, just carry on.
Ooh, it's my agent, Perdita. Just confirming, I'm going in for a podcast with Sanjeev Bhaskar.
Sanjeev Bhaskar? Who the hell invited you on that?
Sanjeev Bhaskar. He's a regular viewer. Never misses a hammer hamstrings workout, apparently. He bobbed his agent a text the minute he saw me, and bingo, I'm in. Thank you, Leon.
It's really lovely to keep up with all the animals, isn't it, viewers? I love nature. Let me know, what's your favourite animal and why?
Yes, do let us know. We have just one email to read out, and that's us till Monday, peeps. Oh, Judith, it's from your amazing stylist, Fabrizio on the Green. It's Fabrizio himself. He writes, couldn't believe the news that my favourite soap queen, Susan Lavon, is on the sofa of Top of the Morning. Judith wouldn't stop talking about you yesterday either. I did warn her that the platinum rinse can go a tad yellow under studio lights, but she insisted I changed it and ran roughshod over my experience. I would love to get my hands on your lock, Susan. So, get my number from Judith and have a relaxing blow dry and a glass of champers with us at Fabrizio's on the Green. Trust me, it's nothing like Marlene's salon. Aw, thanks, Fab. How lovely. What an amazing week it's been for me. I might have to think about my return to Marlene's salon. I'm wondering if this sofa is the next place I'll call home. See you Monday, viewers.
Top of the morning.
The Ordinary People's Theatre were Penny Pepper and Emma Sheehan. It was written and directed by Emma Sheehan for the Ordinary People's Theatre.